Overcoming imposter syndrome. Have you ever felt like no matter what you've done or how successful you are, you don't really deserve your accomplishments? This feeling is known as imposter syndrome and leaves us feeling like we have not earned the successes we've achieved or our thoughts don't deserve attention. This can keep people from sharing their ideas, applying for college, or even pursuing certain careers. In this presentation, we'll explain 10 steps to overcoming imposter syndrome. Don't be ashamed to speak up. Unfortunately, many people are ashamed and don't want to talk about how they feel like a fraud. When you know there's a name for your feelings and you're not alone, it can make you feel so much better. Separate facts and feelings. There are times that you're going to feel dumb. Everyone does. However, just because you feel this way doesn't mean that you are. Understand your self-doubt. When you feel like you belong, you're more likely to be confident. However, if you feel like you don't belong in the situation you found yourself in, perhaps you're older or younger, you're the only woman or the only man in the room, you're a different color than the rest of the room, or maybe you have a disability, it's only natural. You feel pressure to represent your entire group. Instead of believing that your self-doubt proves that you are inept or not qualified, accept that perhaps it's because you're responding to being on the receiving end of social stereotypes surrounding intelligence and competence. Maintain your positive attitude. The thing about being a perfectionist is that you care about the quality of your work. The key is to always strive for excellence when it matters. However, don't stress too much over the routine things and always be willing to forgive yourself when you make a mistake. Don't stress over failure and mistakes. When you do make a mistake, don't beat yourself up over it. Learn from the experience and use that knowledge in the future to avoid the same mistakes. Remind yourself that it's okay to miss the mark sometimes. Change your rules. If you have rules for yourself that state you should always have the answer to a question or you should never ask for help, change those. Remember that it's perfectly fine if you don't have an answer sometimes, and it's okay to reach out for help when you feel like you're lost in a situation. Everyone has an off day sometimes. Create a new script. Develop an awareness of the dialogue in your head when your imposter feelings are triggered. This is your internal dialogue. When you hear yourself thinking, "Wait until they find out I don't know what I'm doing." Reframe it and remind yourself that everyone who is just starting sometimes feels a little off in the beginning. You may not have all the answers right now, but you do have the ability and the resources to look them up. Imagine your success. Before you go into a situation, take some time imagining yourself giving a successful presentation or asking a question in class. This is so much better than scaring yourself with imagining the worst-case scenario like many people do. Try rewarding yourself. Instead of seeking validation and then dismissing that validation from others, learn to pat yourself on the back once in a while. You'll feel so much better about your accomplishments and successes. Fake it until you make it. From time to time, we will all face situations where we're forced to wing it. Instead of seeing this as proof that you're inept, learn to do what many other successful people have done. Don't sit around and wait until you feel confident. You become more courageous by taking those risks. If you'll change your behaviors, confidence will come. Conclusion. Imposter syndrome is where we don't feel like we deserve the successes that we've achieved. However, this shouldn't happen. Learn to feel comfortable with your success and value yourself. These 10 tips will help you learn to overcome imposter syndrome.